It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, no matter where you are on the planet. We will do our best to help you out with those computer comments, questions, and concerns. And let's get right to your calls, because we've got Sandy, who's been on a line here in Glastonbury for a little bit. What's going on, Sandy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I'm hoping you can help me with something.
Right.
I have an iPhone, and I've taken a picture with it, and it's not a big picture. It's actually like seven small Christmas ornaments. And I emailed it to myself because then I wanted to send it in an email to somebody else.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And when I send it, and I've done this many, many times before, and it always works, but now it's not coming through to my email. I've sent it to my work email address and then also to my Gmail address, and it's not going through. So I'm thinking it's something I did or it's something with the settings. I Googled it to see if there was something in the settings that I should change, and it said to go from change in the iPhone, change the camera settings to most compatible from most efficient. Because the first photo that I took came out as a, I don't know if you pronounce it as a HEIC photo, H-E-I-C.
Yeah, right.
Or H-E-I-F or something. And then when I switched it over to a most compatible, it went to a JPEG, which I thought was a normal one.
Yeah.
But the JPEG still isn't going through. Do you have any suggestions on how I can email this one photo to myself?
Well, I don't know. If you've already switched to the JPEG format, that would have helped. Because sometimes email services don't know what to do with the HEIC or the HEIF.
Yeah, and that's
what in Apple. Yeah. It's an Apple proprietary format that you have to pay to be able to read.
Oh, okay.
And encode.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you bought your iPhone, it has the license for it built in.
Right, but the recipient.
But the recipient doesn't have that, so they have to. They actually have to get software, and in a lot of cases, it's paid software to read it.
Right.
And I mean, that's just.
It's back to Apple again.
That's another another issue than what you're having, but sometimes the email services don't know what to do with that attachment.
Gotcha. And I learned that, too, before, and that's why I thought, I knew
why they would not know how to handle a HEIC attachment. Yeah, I don't know.
How big is it? How big? And you say it's a small file.
So the first one that I took that ended up was the most efficient, you know, in the HEIC. I thought it said HEIC first. Then when I looked at it again, then it said HEIC.
They're two sides of the same coin.
Okay. It said it was 3.8 megabytes.
All right, that's small.
And then for the JPEG, it was 4.1 megabytes.
Small too.
Yeah, that's
pretty
small.
And you know, when you send something, it asks you if you want to do it in the actual size or if you want to make it smaller. And I've done it in all that, you know, actual size. Then I went down to the smallest, you know. And it's still not coming through.
Is that to send it to yourself or to send it to the recipient?
Well, to send it to my email, to my own email address from my phone.
That is interesting.
And I've sent it to my work email address, which I usually never have any problems with,
right.
And to my Gmail address.
And you can send email right now, other emails without attachments?
Yes. And I'm getting new emails in. Mm. I haven't tried sending myself.
Why don't you try that?
I take that back. I have sent an email to myself just this morning.
Okay, and that worked?
Yes, it came in.
That's interesting. So email works, doesn't want to attach this file.
Right.
There's mail systems can block large files, but that's not the case.
And it's not just this one. It happened a couple of days ago. I took a picture and sent it to, again, with my iPhone, sent it to my work email address because it was work-related, and it wasn't going through, and I couldn't get it to come through. So it's something going on maybe with my phone in particular. Maybe I should have my husband take a picture with his phone and see if that happens.
Well, it'll work for him.
Yeah, of course. It's always the woman's problem.
No. You went there. I didn't do that. You inferred.
It's a common mantra in our house.
Ours too. Normally I would say you're holding it wrong because that's what Apple always says. But I think in this case, there is something odd. Like your account has hit some sort of maximum or something.
Yeah.
Something that that's out of the ordinary. Like the iCloud account maybe is maxed. Are you synchronizing?
I think it is, and you know, I think I could see that on our home email address because I do get these notices. You're reaching your limit on iCloud storage,
and I can see Apple saying no more attachments for you.
Yes,
I can see them doing
100%, 100%.
To even send it to my work email address,
to send it to anywhere.
Send it to anywhere. What they're trying to do is get you to call them. They're going to say, Oh, I do notice this, Sandy. And you've reached a maximum for X number of dollars. We'll extend that maximum.
Okay. All right. So that's
it could be.
So that's my problem.
This is a theory.
Might be.
Because you're saying you can.
It sounds very possible.
Yeah. If you're able to send and receive email with the phone, then it is only the function of an attachment, and that is governed by
iCloud and Apple.
Yes, the fruit stand.
Yeah. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Mm. So, because I'm somewhat computer illiterate, how do I reduce my iCloud? Just delete files on my computer in general, or photos?
It has to sync. It has to sync back that you've deleted it from the cloud.
Well, what you might want to do is go onto a computer in a web browser and then delete from there, because that will be looking directly at what's in iCloud. And
so
when
I could go on my desktop because that's what I usually use.
You might want to do that.
Yeah. And
because everything else is working, you know, it's got to be something to do with your account limitation of some kind.
Yeah. Okay.
Just guessing. You
that
still could
sense.
Reach out to Apple and ask them before you start deleting stuff that you want.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of stuff that I don't want. So I'll try that first.
Yeah. There's got to be something along that line. There's no other logical reason we can think of as to why that would do that.
That makes perfect sense. Because I've just started getting these little notices when I log in or something, that my iCloud storage is almost full.
Mm. Yeah, so it's just a theory.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
All right, maybe.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and your help.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
Yep,
okay,
bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Maybe that works, right? There's no other logical reason. You should be able to attach that. I mean, I guess we could have suggested that she attach a different type of file, but they'd still be in the same place. They would still be on the device there. I don't know.
Yeah,
seems fishy to me.
It does. It
right?
does. It's pretty specific to this one photo, but then it's happening after she's getting these notices about her quota being full.
Yeah, it's a theory. We'll see. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to David in Hartford. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I have a potential issue coming up with Google Voice I use on the consumer or the residential side of things. I ported over a landline probably 6 to 8 years ago to Google Voice, and I bought this device on Amazon called Obitalk, and O-B-I-T-A-L-K, and I just received from them kind of an end-of-life notice. It's not going to be supported anymore.
Okay.
And so to proactively kind of, instead of finding out on November 1st, my home line goes away, I'm trying to look at other options out there.
Yeah.
I know there's UMA. I think there's UMA, but I didn't know, one, if you even know, have much experience with Google Voice. I'm sure you do it maybe on the business side, but I didn't know on the residential side. But if there are other devices that work with Google Voice, or should I be really kind of migrating more to an UMA with their hardware and stuff like that?
Well, do you have a cell phone?
I do have a cell phone.
So there's two options here. You could just tell the Google Voice to forward your calls to your cell number, and you don't have to buy anything else. Right now, now they'll forward your home landline calls to your cell number, and you're good. Right?
Okay.
There's
okay.
that. That's easy. Secondarily, yes, UMA is something pretty popular. We recommend all the time, and they do have hardware and they do a good job. So you could just pick up that hardware and run it until they decide to go out of business, which they're probably not going to for a while. They're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, if you were asked my advice, I would tell you if you're going to have your cell phone on or near you all the time, just mm-hmm. forward the number to your cell.
Right.
Yeah.
That would seem to me the simplest solution.
Yeah. Doesn't cost you anything else.
Yeah. And you just set that up in Google Voice for forwarding or
yep.
something to
yep.
the mm-hmm. cell phone.
Yep. Yeah. Forward okay. the calls to your cell phone. And obviously so there's a little drawback there. Like in my Android phone, I'm able to, screen calls. So I have a artificial intelligence that actually says, hey, caller, please describe why you're calling Eric's because he's not going to answer the phone unless you describe why you're calling. And that pretty much ends all spam calls for me because if they don't describe who's calling, my phone doesn't give me the call. My phone doesn't even ring,
right.
which is lovely. Now, when you start forwarding your home number to your cell phone, you're probably not going to get that benefit because you've told it to forward. If you do have that kind of artificial intelligence turned on your phone, it's probably going to just be a trusted call. So you're still going to get the junk calls coming from your old landline there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that happens right now. And honestly, I probably use my cell to answer our home line probably 90% of the time anyway. So that's okay. Actually, it sounds like I can take out this whole little in-between piece and just have it. Yeah. Okay.
Go right to your cell.
Yeah. All right, fantastic. Appreciate
All right, David.
The help.
Our pleasure.
Yep. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Eliminate those middlemen if you can. Real quick, before we go to Diane's call, we wanted to bring this up because both Dennis and I felt this was pretty important. California's got a new law. Now, typically, if you thought about me, I wouldn't think about California and a law as being beneficial. Normally, it's not. In this case, it might be. Although Dennis and I both have told you guys this long ago. California has a new law that forces digital stores to admit, here's the key here, to admit that when you buy anything on the old cloud there, you're just licensing content, you're not actually buying it, right? So when you quote unquote purchase, when Amazon up there, when I rent movies on Amazon all the time, right? So when you actually buy it, it's still just a license. You do not have the CD.
Nope.
You have no media that's going to say, Eric, you can run this thing as many times as you want. You're just paying for a license to use it until they don't want to have you use it anymore.
Right. That license can have as long or as short a life as they want it to.
And you just you
and
thought
it's up
you
to
bought
them
it.
Only. It's right. not up to you.
And you thought you bought it. So in this case, California is going to force those digital stores to tell you this, that your purchases like are just licenses, they're rentals, and they can take them away whenever they want to. So keep that in mind, and we'll put a link up here for you, because a lot of these, when these companies go away, you lose the content you paid for.
Right. And matter of fact, it isn't necessarily that the company goes away. In some cases, they just decide that, yeah, that title, we're not going to have it anymore. It's gone.
The agreement fell through.
Right. So you might have so-called purchased a particular movie.
Right.
But if the company that's hosting it that you bought it from no longer wants to carry it, poof, it's gone.
You know, that nice
no more.
That nice Dunkirk I thought I bought maybe just goes away.
Yeah.
Whereas buying a nice Blu-ray disc at Dunkirk would have been the same cost,
mm-hmm.
and I would have it forever until they don't
until
make Blu-ray
the disc
players
breaks,
anymore.
Or they don't or make the Blu-ray, Blu-ray players die, yeah.
So just wanted you to be aware of that. That's actually a pretty helpful little California law there. So I guess one for 1,000 is pretty good.
broken clock effect.
There it is. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Diane in Southbury next. What's happening, Diane?
Hi. I thought I heard something earlier in the week about Firefox or Mozilla not being as secure a search browser as they thought it was, as you think it is.
Who did you hear that from? Not necessarily from us. That doesn't ring a bell.
No. I thought I heard it on the news that just there's a question about everybody went to Firefox as a search engine, or Mozilla, I think. There was some undisclosed stuff, and it's not as secure as you think.
Well,
did I dream it?
There has been research that's come out recently about Firefox privacy, and I actually have an article about that.
So we'll post that because it looks like you're correct.
Yeah, you've got a point. It has to do with tracking,
right,
in the browser, not anybody's search engine in particular. It's just how the browser handles website tracking,
right? How private we all thought it was may not be as private. So we'll put that link up there. I went a little long, so I have to let you go, Diane. Is that okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
right,
bye bye.
We're gonna step out for a quick break. We'll be right back.
And sometimes with pretty dramatic consequences, because, well, the theory in a nutshell is basically you can buy something overpriced. Cool. Even if you know it's overpriced, as long as you think that there's some other poor sap who's going to pay even more for it.
You're right. Down the line. Right.
So it's not about the actual value of a thing. It's more about, I don't know, is it hype? Is it hope? Delusion. What are we talking about here?
Potentially all of the above. That's what makes it so dangerous. Because, you know, traditional investing is all about you look at earnings, you try to understand their business model, you know, it's kind of throws all that out the window.
Okay. So red flag number one.
Yeah.
But it's
these
though,
people aren't real guys. Just,
you know,
just so you know, they don't exist in real
forever,
life.
Forever.
Yeah. If you think back,
this
like,
is my notebook LM ingestion.
Like it's wild.
Because
a deep dive by Karen and Bob.
Listening to this as a student of linguistics,
right?
This is amazing,
right?
I flat out amazing.
I just use the notebook LM tool that Google has out there, and then they'll give you a deep dive synopsis so that they can, in conversational way, a lot of times it's a little too surfacey, but then again, that is how a conversation works, right? We don't, it's kind of weird they call it a deep dive because they really don't get that deep. But they do touch the topics that are key to whatever article they just ingested and summarized. So Notebook LM, you too can have Karen and Bob, or whatever you want to call them, explain something. They'll explain it to you, and you're just going to sit back and just say to yourself, these people don't exist. You can hear them breathing. Right, they actually have like he acts like he's thinking about something, and it's like, dude, you're a robot, you're a machine, and you're gonna act like the human. It's just crazy.
Well, that may mean just the way that they're conversing with one another too.
Yeah,
and how they're actually expressing the thinking that's trying to come out.
Right,
It's frightening. I'm going to just say that. It's frightening.
To me, it's the best example of AI that I've found. And this is experimental. This is for me. Now, Google, ChatGPT and other things, I'm sure those are also wonderful examples. I just had not played with them enough to find any value. For what we do here, I'm actually considering having Karen and Bob as a regular segment on our program because I think they can bring some value to our program and have them read some of the articles and interpret some of the articles that we actually have on our show. And maybe we get replaced someday. I have no idea. But I think having an AI corner with Karen and Bob might be fun. So, Don, hang on if you'd like. We're going to have to get to the news, and then we'll chat with you about your phone issues. And guys, check out Notebook LM. It is creepy, freaky. Ingest some data, you know, whether it be a PDF, whether it be a link on a website. Have Karen and Bob then generate a discussion for you and sit back and just be amazed. Especially if something you don't understand or you thought you understood, they possibly will give you some insights you didn't think of because whichever talking head told you to think a certain way, they might have left out a few details.
Ooh.
And Karen and Bob, maybe they're going to give you all the details, which is kind of refreshing. We'll be right back.
What are we talking about?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here.
potentially all of the above. That's what makes it so dangerous. Because, you know, traditional investing is all about, you look at earnings, you try to understand their business model, you know, it's kind of throws all that out the window.
Okay. So red flag number one.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, though, this isn't, you know, some newfangled idea. This has been around
forever.
Forever.
Yeah. If you think back to like the Dutch tulip mania, people were trading tulip bulbs for like the price of houses.
It's wild.
Because they thought the price could only go up.
Until, of course.
It didn't. And then more recently, the dot-com
Karen and Bob.
Bubble,
oh, yeah. Late 90s.
Describing greater fool theory.
Internet companies with, you know,
and they don't exist.
No revenue.
Right. So let's talk to somebody who does exist. Don Cussin. Morning, Don.
Hey, good morning.
You there? What's going on over there? You fixing all the cars, keeping them running? Don, you there?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
There you go. No, you said good morning, then you went away. Are they keeping all the cars going?
Yes, we are.
Excellent.
So I'm just wondering if we should bring Karen and Bob back into the conversation here and ask some questions.
Aren't they good? They're an amazing. You're cutting in. I don't hear you again, Don.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Don't move.
I'm not moving. So you see how well cell phones work, right?
Yes. We know all about
They're almost perfected.
Oh, yes. I know how that goes. So the comment and or the question, since you guys are talking about phones.
Yeah.
In my industry, everything has to do with internet and information, et cetera, just like most companies.
Yep.
So Thursday night, I get an email from a company that we do a lot of business with. They are a New England-wide business they sell heavy-duty equipment, trucks, parts, et cetera.
Yeah.
Well, their phones went down because their cloud is based in Florida.
Yep.
Now, my question is, it really is all this. You know I'm making a phone changeover, and
right.
It just brought my question up to, how do I know where the heck our phone lines, our fiber optic is going to, and how do we have the ability to ask those questions of the provider to say where the heck is our phone lines actually going to, and what happens in a case like this, you know, with the storm down south, how long are they going to not have phones? That's like their business, right?
And the whole thing about the cloud, Don, is that the cloud's supposed to promise elasticity and failover. And clearly, that cloudy phone system, those guys got sold a bill of goods, right? If you're going to put your actual phone system in a cloud, it needs to be able to fail over to an area of the country that is still going to be operational if your primary goes down. So whoever sold that cloudy phone system to that customer, it was lying, right? And it's not even a lie. Yeah. We all know it to be true. We've seen it over and over again with the cloud. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and they should not even have been impacted. They should have failed over to the other data center, which clearly they don't have, because if they had failed over to the data center, you wouldn't even have known about the issue.
Right.
So the idea of all this stuff is, frankly, a lot of smoke and mirrors. And on top of it, they're renting that phone system at a premium, right? Somebody told them that if they didn't put their own phone system in their own four walls, that it'd be cheaper and better for them, and they'll have less issues. Well, clearly all that's baloney. You pay much more for renting it, as you do with anything you rent, and they're not supposed to be down. So to your question, you know, at TAB, we offer both ways, right? If you want to buy an on-prem phone system, which most of our clients do, you can. Or you can rent it in the cloud if you want to forever, and you're welcome to pay us forever if you want to. But when it comes to the lines themselves, you want a phone system that's agnostic. If it's on-prem, you can have that fiber line come in, and then you can have your SIP actual dial tone could be via Saskatchewan. It could be via Albuquerque. But they're supposed to have failover so that if those services go down, it'll fail over to another service, right? So you would hope that the SIP service you purchase is going to have that failover. Could it not? Yep. It could be the issue. So then what do? You fail over to cell phone. Right? There's your failover.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, on-prem, in my opinion, it's your own phone system. You're not cohabitating with anybody else. You're not offering compute power and bandwidth to other folks that are in a cloud You have your own phone system. The cost of a phone system one time versus renting it in the cloud, you could pay for that phone system five times over in the cloud versus
right.
just buying it once. So, yeah, and you know, your dial tone, we mix and match dial tone for people. We've got POTS lines connected in, SIP lines connected in, so they've got multiple failover opportunities that don't cost them anything, really. Just the monthly cost for the dial
tone. The biggest problem with the technology is you don't know what you don't know, right?
Yep.
And so if
yep.
you don't know what to ask, what are the possibilities, and they're not upfront with you, here's right. what happens, right? So there's a major company,
yeah.
a major company. When the heck are they going to be operational again? And it's not like you can make a change in the middle of all that unless you're going out and buying cell phones for everybody. It gets crazy.
It does.
Right. Yeah. They can't just switch over to something else right now.
Right.
It would take yeah. a few days at least.
And they were at some Chardonnay yeah. cocktail party with their pinkies up saying, hey, are you in the cloud yet? No, I'm not. It'll save you money.
Exactly.
Really? And here's yeah. your example, right?
Right.
It's not true. and of course, there's all the cloud guys out there selling cloudy phone systems are mad at me. But I'm sorry, guys. Your stuff is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. And this is an example of that happening to this company you're talking about. If the cloud worked, that company would not be impacted. They would have failed over to wherever they want to fail over to.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
So I mean, it's crazy, Don.
It is. But as usual, I enjoy the information you guys give out. I enjoy it. I appreciate your support. We've been with you guys for a bunch of years. You do a great job. There's no doubt about it. Look at that, I just gave you a sales pitch. I don't think Karen and Bob could do that.
Actually, Karen and Bob could. So, I can have them ingest one of our marketing things, and they'll do the same thing. Karen and Bob will discuss how great our service is. But no, we do appreciate it, Don. It's been great working with
exactly.
you. Too.
Exactly. Yep. All right, guys.
All right.
I appreciate the info, and hopefully you can spread some information out to those people that don't know that, right? There you go.
We just did.
Yep. Thanks to you, right. Don. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks All right. a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. You need your car fixed. Head out there to South Windsor, right next to McDonald's there. All right. Don Cussin. He'll hook you up. But, I don't know how many times I've said it with the cloud. How many examples do you need? Snowflake, they put all your data in the cloud, and it got wide open and hacked because Snowflake didn't require two-factor authentication. CDK, 15,000 dealerships down. Ooh, what a great idea. Put everything in the cloud. Mm-hmm. Can't sell cars. Final site. Oh, it was the final site, all right. 4,000 of your websites go down at the same time on Google's cloud. I could give you example after example after example after example after example. All you're doing when you put it in the cloud is you're putting your hope and trust of your whole business into somebody else's hands. Now, as a business owner, have you ever done that? Have you ever said, you know what, I want to take my entire operation of my company and give it over to some geeks over in who knows where, and because it's in the cloud, I'm better off? How many more examples do you need? You know, there's even articles coming out further that they're doing, they're understanding the math really isn't a savings. And of course, because it's in the cloud, they can actually crank up your costs like a utility, whether it be water or electricity, and guess what? If you don't pay for it, there's not going to be some sort of community division that pays for your cloud service.
Right.
You're going to just no longer get it. Whereas when it's on-prem, even if it's a little older software, you still can pump out your widgets. And I'll tell you right now, we know lots of manufacturers pumping out widgets on stuff that actually dates back to 1997. Not that we recommend they do that, but they can still pump out the widgets without having to pay a penny for their software. Whereas in the cloud, if you don't pay, no cloud for you.
Right. There's just this big on-off switch, and somebody can flip it on you.
Ah, that's a good comedy routine. So Don makes up a great point. These cloudy phone systems, the irony of them being down in Florida and then not being able to make a phone call anymore, that cloud is not supposed to work that way. They're supposed to pay for a second data center. Are you shocked that they didn't? Are you shocked the failover
really?
Didn't work? I'm not.
Nope.
So, but thank you, Don, for letting us know. We're going to step out for a quick break. At four lines wide open, 860-522-9842. And again, we're going to bump back in with more Bob and Karen talking about greater fool theory after this break.
Right. It was driven in part by this kind of thinking. You know, people buying up houses or these things called mortgage-backed securities, assuming they could always flip them for a profit.
Mortgage-backed securities, that sounds complicated.
It's basically, imagine a big fruit basket.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of apples and oranges, it's filled with mortgages.
Okay.
And some of them are good, some of them are bad.
Okay.
If too many of them are bad, well,
the whole thing goes rotten.
The whole thing goes rotten. That's essentially what happened. These securities were based on some really risky mortgages. And when people couldn't pay, it triggered this chain reaction that nearly brought down the entire financial system.
So in that case, a lot of people were the greater fool.
Yeah, a lot of folks holding that rotten fruit basket.
I just love this.
Okay, so that's a pretty
sober thought. These guys literally sound just like your neighbors with better voices.
How do we make sure we're not the ones?
Right? I mean, explaining it, you could literally be in a backyard sitting around a fire pit, and Karen and Bob could be literally your neighbors explaining greater fool theory. And if you're not sure of a topic and you want to try to have it figured out, that's Google's new experimental notebook LM. And those two voices are not from human. Well, they were probably generated from humans originally. Heck, if Morgan Freeman was on those, I'd just buy whatever he's selling. Right. I mean, wouldn't it be great if Bob was Morgan Freeman? So they're going to explain to you these difficult topics. You can ingest the entire law of whatever law you want. So, hey, Connecticut legislature, rather than drinking up on the rooftops there like you were doing, you can actually ingest the actual laws you're about to put on us or inflict on us and actually ingest them right from the PDF into Notebook LM. And Karen and Bob will explain them to you before you vote yes or no. So no more of this, I didn't know it to 1,000 pages was too much for me to read the night before, which I agree it is. It'll be ingested by Notebook LM and explained to you at an eighth grade level. So, and of course, if you're in the media and you want to do this too, it'd be great to educate yourself before you talk to the legislator to say, hey, did you read it? No. Well, how about Notebook LM it? Did you Notebook LM it? Oh, yeah, I'll do that. And now you can have an intelligent conversation about what they're actually doing to us. Mm-hmm. That's a great feature of AI.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. You can tell I'm excited about it. Will anybody use it like that? I have no idea, but I sure hope they do. And that's exactly what Elon's AI, Grok, is supposed to be doing too. Okay. It's supposed to be working on that as well. So, Dennis, did you have anything you want to talk about while we're waiting for calls?
Yeah, I have another example of tech companies behaving badly.
Oh, boy.
And this is not Microsoft, which is our usual discussion point.
They earn it.
This is Apple.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Because Apple, everything they make is great, right?
Usually.
It's always fantastic.
Solid.
It just works, right?
Always.
Okay.
Unless you're holding it wrong.
Except if you're dealing with the latest version of macOS, which was just released. It's called Sequoia.
Sequoia.
Yes.
All right. And the latest and greatest version of macOS. It's still OS X, though, right?
No, I think it's 12 or 13.
Oh, now. Okay.
Yeah, they finally started incrementing the main number.
All right. So this is Sequoia.
This is Sequoia. Now,
right, so everyone's excited.
They just released it. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread, right?
Yes.
Only it breaks a whole lot of stuff.
That's unusual.
A whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's big warnings.
There is some kind of flaw in at least the networking stack within it and possibly within other things. And wow. It is having fallout in a lot of different products.
Yeah.
Number one, it's breaking VPN connections.
Oh, boy.
All
access.
Kinds of them. Right.
Just in time to go back to work anyways.
Another thing that it's doing is conflicting with different kinds of antivirus and MDR products.
Wow.
I think it was Sentinel One. Mm-hmm. That put out an advisory to their customers, if you have Mac, do not go to Sequoia.
Wow.
Just absolutely don't even touch it. We can't support you.
Wow.
Now, what's really odd about all of this is that Apple, like every other company, they released their new operating systems to developers on a beta basis.
Right.
So that people can, you know, work with the computers, fix their software to work with them, and so on.
Yeah.
Companies like Sentinel One and CrowdStrike and a whole bunch of other companies all said to Apple, yeah, this isn't working right.
Don't use it. Don't deploy it.
They reported all the bugs that they were finding in the operating system.
Yep. And then it didn't get fixed.
I think they all got deep sixed.
Oh, boy.
And they just released the software the way the beta was constructed in the first place, apparently.
Oh, my.
At least as far as whatever this underlying core element of the operating system is.
Gotcha.
That's causing a lot of stuff to break. And like I said, I think it definitely affects the networking stack and possibly other things.
Wow.
So
it's a big issue. It's a big deal.
If you are at home and you are saying to yourself, do I want to accept this Sequoia update on my nice new Mac? I would tell you right now, don't do it.
Right.
Because I can't tell you what might break. I mean, it may work and it may work fine.
Mm-hmm. But it may not.
There's a lot of stuff that's getting broken by this.
Which is unusual and for Apple.
As the days go by, we're hearing about more different things that just don't work right or cause the computer to crash or all kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
This is actually much bigger even than I think we know right now. Apple did to the operating system is very bad.
It's like they hired the B team over at Microsoft to do the updates. The same team we've been used to for
and
the past
30
years.
What's really tragic about this is it's unusual because normally my advice to somebody with a Mac is just upgrade.
Right, get the latest
because
and greatest.
Because usually it works well, and it's because it's a closed environment, so when they update the operating system, they usually do a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
This time they didn't.
Wow, that's
it's
unusual.
Very bad.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of Apple news usually. Not like that. So in other news, you guys already have heard lots of companies are forcing everyone back to a 5-day work week. Not a 3-day work week, not a 2-day work week, a 5-day work week back in the office. Amazon was the most recent. So Amazon CEO Andy Jassy last week sent a memo to staff informing them everyone is now expected in the office 5 days a week from the start of next year. And of course, they sent out a poll, and 91% of the poll of the employees over there at Amazon are not happy about it. 3 in 4 want to jump ship.
Whoa.
Now, obviously, there's the approach Elon took to X by just firing people, and then there's the approach Amazon is taking to its own employees. You're going to self-eject. So as you're looking to downsize, the options are work for us 5 days a week or eject yourself.
Right.
And so basically the come back to work approach here, as far as I'm concerned, has a lot to do with that, I'm guessing. Why would you go to some harsh 5-day a week thing from whatever hybrid they've got now unless they are looking to have this happen? Oh, people made changes in their whole lifestyle.
They have to want people to quit. There's no question about it.
Right. And there's plenty of folks who actually relocated because of the remote work that COVID brought us, you know. And they went to different communities or working remotely, and now they're going to have to actually uproot their whole families to go work 5 days a week, and they're not going to do that. So this is going to happen, I think, across the country. I think I heard Pratt & Whitney's doing the same thing, five days back to work. So we'll see what happens. You're going to find a lot of change in availability in jobs, too. So for those of you who need a job and you want to work in the office, your days are going to be happy again. But those of us who want to work remotely on occasion, or even in this case, maybe 1 or 2 days a week, this stuff is going away.
Right.
So I don't know about it being a productivity reason. I would most likely think it's a easy way to cull your employee workforce.
You're culling the herd.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Without having to do a single layoff. But that's just my interpretation of that. We'll put this link up for you. It's from the Register, and you can read about it. But it's becoming more and more the norm. So the COVID remote days are over. I want to thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at our Facebook page and our X page. Thank you, Dennis, for doing the same over at computertalkwithtab.com. Thank you guys for calling in. I want to thank Karen and Bob, our artificial intelligence. Karen and Bob, our new artificial intelligence that will help interpret all sorts of things for you from Notebook LM. Well, I think we're going to see more of them. I want to thank Kevin also for producing today. And but you guys, without you guys calling in, this show is nothing. We'll just be talking about our kids and our cats, or we'll just have Karen and Bob on. So we appreciate you not having that happen. So we'll see you guys next Saturday.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
Have a good one. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.